Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horstman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thank you once again for tuning in today. I really appreciate you coming to watch these every week. So today, the topic is, what is the ultimate and scariest test of your manhood? And I'm going to say it right up front. It is vulnerability. There's that big V word, vulnerability. You see it on Instagram and Facebook posts, Brene Brown and Oprah. Everyone's talking about vulnerability. It's such a strength. It's not your weakness. You need to be open-hearted. Express your feelings. Vulnerability. So I'm going to give you something different on this video. Yes, vulnerability is important. Being open-hearted, being authentic, being present, being emotionally honest is very important. But your vulnerability is not a strength when you use it in the wrong ways. When we're insecure, we think being vulnerable, expressing our hurts and our pains and our worries and how we've been damaged and how we've been victimized and how we've been hurt, overly expressing your feelings and your desires, especially in the context of your romantic, sexual, married relationship, can be disastrous. Because vulnerability is not a strength when you're using it to try to get pity, when you're using it to try to get attention or trying to fix a problem or get some emotional or physical need met. If you use your vulnerability as a tool or a tactic or a strategy to get people to give you what you want, you're pretty much screwed. So the vulnerability is not a strength in that case. The problem is the guys in my community, a lot like me when I was a recovering nice guy, still am, we used our vulnerability only around the people we thought we could trust with it, women. We'd go to parties and talk to more women than guys. Some of our best friends were women because we felt like we could trust them. So here's the secret. The scariest and ultimate test of your manhood is being vulnerable, learning to be powerfully vulnerable with men. This is where every guy in the community will say, I don't have many men friends. I may not even have one. My dad's not a good role model. I was never allowed to be emotional. I don't trust men. And me too. I used to go to parties and talk about hunting and motorcycles, camping, guns, football, right? And I'd get bored and I'd go talk to the women because I thought they were smarter and I could trust them. And they liked how sensitive I was and all that because I used vulnerability to get attention. I've never used to have men I could trust with my honest feelings about what it means to be a man, to be rejected in the bedroom, to be on the brink of divorce, to fear you might lose your job. And what about money and providing for your family? It wasn't until a few years back in around my 50th birthday, about 9 years ago, where I started to see that having powerful, wise, strong, big-hearted, empathetic men in your life was critically important, which is why I created the Good Guys to Great Men community. Hundreds of men around the world are tied in tight to this community. There's probably somebody in my group living right next door to you or in the town next to you. And this is my invitation. I want you to face the hardest, scariest, ultimate test of your manhood, and that is to stop over-trusting women with your emotions and start trusting men with your vulnerability. This is where you start to see yourself through the eyes of other men. This is where you start to change yourself in ways that you want to without trying to please other people or fix your wife or your marriage. The problem with being overly vulnerable in your marriage, once again, is that it comes across as needy. It can come across as too much pressure. You may think it's honest and open, but it comes across as pressuring and manipulative. And this is why I want you to just stop being overly vulnerable in the places where it doesn't work for you. And find a tribe of men. I'm offering you mine to get connected with. Go to goodguystogreatmen.com. Look at the roundtable. Look at the Diffusing the Divorce Bomb online course. Or just send me an email and apply for a conversation. We talk to guys all day, every day. And we get vulnerable. And believe me, I can't tell you how many times I've ended up crying with somebody on the phone. This stuff is serious. And if you haven't cried in front of another man in a long time, I'm telling you, brother, it is the most liberating thing in the world to finally find somebody you can trust with your emotions, somebody who can see you for who you are and support and encourage you in your journey. So please join us. Get off the couch. Let's do something this weekend. Thanks for listening. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.